Welcome to your doom.
Another visitor. Stay a while. Stay forever.
Köszolga, Bíró úr. Jelentsérék a csárdában vannak.
Kicsodák?
Jelentsérék.
És ti hová mentek? Átak a kurva anyát!
Hello, fellow Beastians, this is your one and only Gaming Beast, and it's been a while. Well, this Beastcast should be hot on the tail of the one where I talked to Kaiser. I'm recording this now, even though I'm really tired, I'm just from work, but it might be up later, this podcast. I don't care to, like, post shit when it's on the buzz or whatever, but I am just, like... Yeah, the reason why I'm doing this now is because it's fresh on my mind and I want to do it now. There's a lot of things that I haven't talked about. There hasn't been a Beastcast in a long time, whatever, yada yada. It's going to be weekly now again. And I will talk about the different upcoming superhero movies. But this episode will be mostly about the new Fantastic Four movie. The first trailer has hit. Now, I will say it right away. There's people always saying, you know, you gotta give it the movie chance until you actually see it. But when you see a trailer, even a teaser trailer, often you can deduct a bunch of shit already. Number one is, you can get a feeling for the look, and they've shown already quite a lot. They've shown all four characters, the Fantastic Four, which they probably won't even call themselves that, because that's, you know... all too, you know, campy, I guess. Everything is too campy nowadays. Everything, any color, any kind of emotion other than fucking sadness and anger is fucking camp. Pure, unfiltered camp, apparently. That's why fucking Marvel has been the Marvel Cinematic Universe has been just bringing down the thing. It was a shame. It's a dirty shame that trailer had the awesome Marvel logo on the beginning, because I'm sure I can tell you right away, Marvel Studios isn't pleased, because I can tell you, this movie is just gonna suck. I know, I sound like the worst kind of fanboy, yada yada, and I might pull this back if I actually... pull this back, whatever. I might not do it if I actually, like, watch the movie and enjoy it, but... There's no way I'm going to enjoy this movie. And why am I being like this? You know, let me tell you why. I'm going to have a link here to the trailer, okay? Go and watch it. It's not very long. It's a teaser trailer. It's not a full trailer. It's a teaser trailer. But you can see already a lot what is going on. Okay, let's start with the fucking trailer, okay? What kind of feeling do you get when you watch this movie? You get it fucking looks like Interstellar 2. It doesn't look like freaking Fantastic Four at all. There's a whole scene where they're like driving through a barn, like next to a field, and it has almost the same lens effect. I mean, they were trying to emulate Interstellar, okay? I liked Interstellar. There are some people who didn't like it. I thought it was a really good attempting to do a more hard science fiction movie. In the vein of 2001, A Space Odyssey, but still doing his own thing, I enjoyed it. Matthew McConaughey, I don't like him for the most, but he actually developed as an actor. There's some things that, you know, they could have done better, whatever, but this was a huge project. It was its own thing. If you do your own thing and you do it good, that is fine. But this movie is trying to be a fucking Interstellar 2. You know, seriously. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if Matthew McConaughey would pop up and he would be like, wah to the watcher, you know? Like, he was... I don't even want to give any Interstellar spoilers, so I'm not even... Okay, if you haven't seen Interstellar, then skip a little bit ahead, okay? When Warning, big Interstellar spoiler. If you haven't seen Interstellar, go and watch it. I think it's a good movie if you like the more hard sci-fi movies. I do enjoy them on occasion, even though I do enjoy also my more lighthearted stuff, but I do enjoy a good drama. It's like I'm fucking angry. Like I'm like fanboy level, like nerd rage to the fucking max because I knew this is gonna come. I had the feeling. Every rumor, every bit that I read about the Fantastic Four, it didn't sound good. Like they didn't post anything, and the movie is about to hit in less in like 6 months. You know, now they do the first image, the first teaser trailer, and other movies would already. I mean, fucking Star Wars had its first teaser trailer a year before the movie. You know, now. You can maybe discuss, you know, marketing for movies and but it seems they're like kind of embarrassed for the movie. Now, Josh Trank, you know, I'm not gonna bash the guy personally, but I'm gonna say I haven't seen Chronicle, okay? There's a lot of people who like Chronicle, and that's from coming from a guy that has seen pretty much every major superhero movie ever made, and even a bunch of really weird ones, really obscure ones. And I'll watch Chronicle and I'll judge it on its own merit. And that could be fine because it's its own thing. It's not based on anything. But if you make a movie and you base it on, I mean, this guy has like a huge, insane, like I checked his wiki page and literally he did a Spike TV drama, Kill Point. I don't even know what the fuck that is. I know I'm being a dick here, and he might be a cool guy and everything, but I'm just too mad because the Fantastic Four should be like one of the best science superhero movies out there. It should be on the level of Avengers or the first Superman movie, or fucking like Dark Knight or some shit like that. You know? Yes, and I've been fucking hamming down on Nolan, and you should check out Hanu did a video about why the Nolan movies don't work. Oh, scandalous! I'll put that in the link too. You should check out Hanu the Hun Mekkanen's stuff anyway, because it's freaking cool. Little plug here. I'll put a link there to check it out. Anyway, I'm just freaking pissed. I'm pissed because I knew this was going to come, but actually seeing it is much harder to swallow. It's like I knew it's going to be the dark and gritty, edgy reboot, you know? Like he's saying, like they literally released the trailer where it has a commentary track with like the freaking with Josh Trank and the writer producer Kinsman, whatever, some kind of name. And yeah, I know. It's I'm coming off as a fucking fanboy, but I'm just so sick and tired that the Fantastic Four, you know what, the old movies, the first two, even the original unreleased Corman movie looks better. At least, even though that one was pretty much a pile of garbage, at least it was so bad it's good in a sense. And you know, like it was a low budget mess simply made to keep the rights. And ironically, this movie is being made to keep the rights again because they would about lose the rights back to Marvel, which would have been great because fucking we could have had the Fantastic Four in the Infinity Wars and in other stuff. And but no, we can't have a Wow to the Watcher. We can't have a Silver Surfer movie. Silver Surfer is just probably gonna be just a guy in like a leather denim jacket or some shit like that. And he's not even gonna be in a surfboard. He's just gonna like teleport or some shit. You know, it's like I'm so sick and tired of the dark and gritty superhero movie. And this looks everything like that. You know, a reimagining. You know, those are those like token words, those trigger words you gotta watch out for. These freaking Those are these words that you know that it's gonna be like shitty. Now, I'm not one of those guys. You know, there's always, oh, you're just like a comic book fanboy that can't give anything a chance. I can give things a chance if they're changed. I'm okay with change. I'm just not okay if the change is so drastic that you cannot recognize it anymore. You know? If fucking, like, I don't know, Lord of the Rings suddenly, like, you know, I don't know, like, what? If Lord of the Rings was suddenly in, like, a post-apocalyptic setting or some bullshit like that, would you be fine with it? Oh, just give it a chance, man. I'm sure Tolkien would appreciate it, too, you know? But it's like... And Josh Trank has the... He says so much things that are just in audacity. I mean, seriously, he's got a chance to fucking reboot, which is pretty much the comic book series that saved comic books in the 60s. That and the New Flash movie. Like, the movie. The New Flash comic book series. I'm like, why do fucking directors always... There's so many directors that feel the need that they have to, like, their stamp on this franchise. They get a stab at it. And they just fucking, just shit all over it, really. They just say, oh, we're gonna reimagine it and shit. And this guy's 2 years younger than me, okay? And this is coming up as extremely bitter. But you gotta be freaking kidding me, okay? Like, you know, the real... You know, I know. You'll say, oh, but you're just jealous that he's making... Nah, I'm not. Probably... You know, the reason he got this movie is because Chronicle did so well. It was a low-budget superhero movie, pretty much, an untraditional one. And I will see it, and I'll check it out. It's the found footage kind of thing, whatever. I will check it out, and I'll see how it is. I'm not the biggest fan of the whole found footage thing. I really didn't... I didn't even see... What is it? I don't even know. I know, this is great podcasting. I haven't seen found footage. Yeah, I gotta do wiki magic here. I know, it's great podcasting material. But I'm just... I will say it over and over again that I'm pissed. You know? But I haven't seen Cloverfield. I haven't seen Blair Witch Project. I haven't seen Paranormal Activity. Yeah, there we go. Or even, you know, like, Cannonball Holocaust pretty much is, like, one of the main things that people would say. And that one I don't think I'll ever see, because that one just seems too disgusting for my taste. Anyway, like, I haven't seen those films, okay? Because... The one thing that I heard about Cloverfield, that it's such a shaky cam that they literally had to warn people that people get sick of it from nausea. And I'm like, that's great. I'm going into the movies to fucking throw up some or something. Like, you know what? Like, found footage, more like lazy footage, you know? I mean, it's okay to have a little bit of shaky cam here and there. One of my biggest gripes with the first Expendables was that a lot of the action scenes, you couldn't even see what's happening because the camera is constantly fucking shaking. The second one was better at that point. I haven't seen the third one. I hear it sucks. They made it PG-13. Fuck that shit. It's amazing they can ruin such a great idea, you know? I'll say that the second one will probably be my favorite because it has the fucking scene where they're doing Chuck Norris jokes. And, of course, they have more Arnie in it, so I appreciate that. And, like, you can have kind of a PG-13 action movie, in a sense that works, because Last Action Hero worked, but because it was more of a parody of action... It was literally a parody of action movies. But anyway, I have this thing that he literally made this fucking Spike TV drama, The Kill Point... I don't know, I guess some action movie or something. Oh, this was actually a series with 8 episodes. And he did, like, Big Fan. Oh, he edited it, okay. You know, that's okay. It's some kind of movie with Patton Oswalt, the comedian. I think I've seen a little bit about it. It's like some obsessed fan or some shit like that. I don't know. Not, yeah. I know it's like very, very. Oh, what a surprise! You're not into sports. I'm not into football. You know, because sports. That's very, you know, generic to say that you're not into like any sports at all. Because I'm not a, like I like. Oh, sorry. I like martial arts for my thing, and I'll watch the World Cup at times. It's just I just find watching soccer kind of boring. I like basketball. That's something I used to follow. I think that basketball is always cool. What else do I want? I like to do sports rather. You know, like I haven't done in a while, but I don't know, like. But anyway, this is neither here nor there. This is a, you know, a little mega tangent here. So he made this big fan movie, edited it. His movies, and then he made his first feature film, Chronicle, which was a big success. I will give him that. A budget of 12 million, and then it did over 125 million. So that's a really good like money coming in, right? Also very highly praised. It says even that with Chronicle released, as I'm reading literally wiki page, you know, great podcasting, whatever, great job. Anyway, with Chronicle released at age of 27, Trank became one of the youngest directors to open a film at number one at the box office. He's followed by Steven Spielberg, 28, with Jaws, and James Cameron, 30, with The Terminator. Yeah, so as I said, he's 2 years younger than me, and he gets a big break, and I'm not like saying, you know, if the movie is good, and either way it was successful, even if I don't like it was successful. So he really hit a nerve. He really did something well. This movie allowed him, because Fox didn't know what the fuck to do with Fantastic Four. They knew they had to make a new Fantastic Four movie. And they didn't want to make a third one in the franchise. They were thinking rebooting because, like, there was still rumors that the third one could be made, but it was like where the contracts. Chris Evans said the contract is pretty much up. For me, it's over. And yeah, so then they talked about reboot, and I was like, okay, yeah, fine. We need a reboot. That's good. There's some things I liked about the first two movie, or technically this franchise, because you still in a sense gotta count the Corman movie, even though it was officially never released, because but anyway. So he gets a huge break, you know, and that's like the dream come true for somebody who's getting into filmmaking, you know? And so yeah, and what happens is then what's actually here that he is Trank has been linked to Sony Spider-Man spin-off Venom. Oh great. Although, you know, I didn't have a big hopes for Venom the movie, really. I mean, Venom the movie could work, you know, but they wouldn't like I really don't like what Sony has done with Spider-Man, and the rumors to hear that Spider-Man will be part of the larger cinematic universe. If that's true, if he will pop up in Avengers Infinity Wars, this would be the greatest shit ever. I hope he pops up earlier. Like I know he's not going to be part of the Civil War movie, the Captain America, the third movie, Civil War, which, by the way, the movie's announced by Marvel. I know this is fucking ancient news by now, but the movies announced by Marvel are really fucking awesome. I mean, we'll get, you know, Ant-Man. I'm like, I'm not a big Ant-Man fan. For me, he's the dude who gets really small or really big, either way, you know. And it's good that he's getting, you know, that he's going to be in Avengers because he should be in Avengers. It's amazing that he's getting his own film, but I guess Marvel is like, well, we made Guardians of the Galaxy good. Let's do fucking, you know, like all the movies that we still have the rights to, you know? Which is pretty much everything except, you know, Spider-Man, X-Men, Fantastic Four. And for some reason still Namor, because there's some weird things, because the rights should have already reverted, but apparently there's some other bullshit. I really hope they can get the Submariner back because, okay, I'm kind of pissed that we still don't have mutants and, like, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., but now we're gonna have Inhumans, and I'm guessing what they're gonna do, they're just basically gonna use the Inhuman shtick to do mutants. And basically, and I like that. I would really like to have Atlantis and the Atlanteans in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. It would really add something to this. Although, again, I cannot really imagine fucking Submariner without Fantastic Four. They're so intricate. I mean, why is this so? It's the fucking great tragedy. I said it before. Marvel not having all of their rights, and DC just fucking being in love with fucking Christopher Nolan. Like, this fucking love. I mean, Interstellar wasn't that big of a success. I mean, I think it did okay for like big for the big budget movie. I mean, it cost a lot of money to make and everything, but was okay. But yeah, so it was like also where it wasn't critically the big success either, It was very polarizing, So it wasn't the big Christopher Nolan science fiction epos that he promised. I will say it again, I did enough videos, enough podcasts about Christopher Nolan. I mean, there's literally an episode, No More Nolan. I don't even know the fucking number. I don't even care at this point because what I care about, you can go back and check it out. I'll say this, I like his other movies. They're very clever, they're very good. He's like what M. Night Shyamalan wants to be in a sense, But he doesn't rely on the twist. He actually has good stories, good characters. And I probably said M. Night Shyamalan or whatever. I did like, what is it, Unbreakable, and I haven't seen all of his movies. And, what is it? I did like The Sixth Sense. The only problem I had with The fucking Sixth Sense is everybody saw it before me, and I know, you could have seen it, whatever. But I wasn't that interested, and everybody saw it, and everybody felt the need to fucking spoil it everywhere, It was like Final Fantasy VII. Oh, Aeris dies! Aeris dies! Aeris dies! And why am I spoiling this? Well, probably because everybody fucking knows those are the two most known spoilers ever, pretty much. Oh, other than, of course, Darth Vader is Luke's dad, I have no qualms about spoiling that, because if you're listening to this podcast and you haven't seen the Star Wars Empire Strikes Back at this point, being an almost 40-year-old movie, what the hell are you doing here? I kid. I kid fellow Beastians and sexy people. You watch the movies and the things that you like and at your time. Okay? But the fucking Fantastic Four, okay? He has three. He's been linked to the Venom, to Warner Brothers, the Red Star, whatever the hell that is, and a film adaptation for Shadow of the Colossus. However, Trank has already moved from these film projects. Okay, whatever. Now he's, of course, he's doing Fantastic Four, and the next movie is gonna be a. It was announced that Trank will direct a standalone Star Wars film. So Disney, to milk more Star Wars out of everything. Of course, they're making, Episode 7, but they're also making standalone Star Wars films that are not part of the main series saga, which is not a new thing. It has been done already. It's just, I guess they had it with the Clone Wars movie, and they had also what is it, the Ewoks movies. Even those are two TV movies. I will count these though, and they are technically canon because fucking Lucas said only the movies are canon, I guess. Maybe not the TV movie, but I will consider it canon. Whatever, who cares? That was the fucking canon, whatever, Nazis. It was like this whole thing that, oh, the fucking expanded universe is not canon. No shit, it never was really. But it was just basically the name was licensed out and then sold stuff. In the end, you just gotta decide what is canon for you. That's what I always say. What is your fanon? Or as Swingle says, the fan canon is not a Swingleism for you. But anyway, the Red Star. The Red Star is a comic book series. Oh, yay, another movie based on a comic book. Christian Gassett set in a sci-fi fantasy world described by Gossett as mythic Soviet Russia. The Land of the Red Star were inspired by both Russian folklore and military history. Their series is thus heavily reminiscent of a post-World War II Soviet Russia mixing technology and sorcery. Yeah, basically this is Rift's Russia. Moving on. Okay, so now he's basically now doing Fantastic Four. You know, that's a done deal. That's already, you know, pretty much done. Director, co-writer too. And the next one is going to be the standalone Star Wars film. We have no clue what this is. I've heard rumors of a Boba Fett movie or a young Han Solo movie. Of course, those make sense because those are like one of the most popular characters in the main series. But you know what? You know what, Disney, Lucasfilm, whatever you're called now, you know, mega conglomerate, OCP, whatever. Why not, like, do something completely different? You know, hell, you know, make it like a Knights of the Old Republic game or something, or fucking, hey, Jedi Knight, the movie, you know, I know it's not canon, but instead we'll have stupid lightsabers that have the fucking cross, laser cross guard. Yes, yes, I've seen it. I'm not gonna, you know, people are like, say, oh, you can't there be a black stormtrooper, you know, weren't they supposed to be clones? You know, or some shit like that. Then I heard that, you know, at the time of the episode 4, 5, and 6, the clones kind of got degenerate or something, or like their genetic makeup just fell apart, and they're mostly like just conscripted, I guess. But I don't know. Like, You set up that they're clones, and then you come up with another explanation. I think actually that guy's actually masquerading as a stormtrooper. I think that's actually what they actually describe the characters. And I didn't pay attention. Honestly, I'm excited for it. But it's a fucking... The whole point of the teaser trailer is it just teases you. It puts in... And it was literally like random footage, you know? Like, you had this chick on a motorcycle on the hover bike or some shit like that. And you had the fucking R2-D2 on crack, on speed or some shit. Or whatever that was. It was an R2-D2 unit just fucking going 200 miles an hour. Nobody talked about that, but that just looked kind of weird. That just looked lolzy to me. It was just like... Just fucking... It was like when R2-D2 just suddenly had jetpacks in the new trilogy. It was like, what? He has that? Really? Really? I mean, I'm pretty sure in the old movies he could have used his fucking jetpacks, you know? And the whole point was that R2-D2 seemed always helpless, but always, like, saves the guys in the last second. That's why I liked R2-D2. I mean... Oh, now he has jetpacks. Because reasons. But fucking C-3PO cannot have jetpacks. I'm like... I mean, you are... Anyway, this is a whole different topic. This is an old discussion. Whatever. Fantastic Four movie. Like, we don't even know what Star Wars spin-off movies is going to be. Right now, I think they don't even know. They're just throwing out words that they... They're looking at Wikipedia and they're looking at the words that have, like, fucking the most hits. Like, did you know the music that those weird dudes in the cantina play is called Jizz? I'm not kidding. Okay, I'm gonna find this. Because, you know, Star Wars has to be always like with weird retarded names where they take concepts from the real world, like fucking every fantasy and sci-fi franchise does that, and then often they just rename it. And this is the worst, where they obviously mean jazz, but they thought, yeah, let's call it Jizz. And I'm like, really? Jizz? Really? They couldn't have called it, like, Joes? Or, like, Jews? You know, or something? Jews? That sounds something like Jews. I don't know. Like, something, or not even call it just, Glurb or something. The Max Rebo Band, yeah, those are the weird guys with the big heads. No, that's actually not the fucking, Oh yeah, that's the guy. That's the one within Jabba's palace where you have the elephant dude on the piano. Because that's a fucking elephant dude. It's the fucking Muppets there. You know what that is? This is Jazz Rebo Band or whatever, Max Rebo Band. That's the fucking Muppets. That is the fucking Mu it is. That is the Muppet Band, literally. That's fucking awesome, by the way. Because I always thought that fucking elephant playing fucking, I guess, jizz. It's fucking great. Oh my gosh. They really should retcon this. Like, I'm not the biggest fucking like fan of retconning, but fucking jizz. Anyway, I'll put the link for this in the description if you don't believe me. That is an actual thing in Star Wars. So what I'm thinking, they looked at the things that were like the most popular with fanboys, and of course you have Boba Fett and Han Solo, because we'll need Han Solo to shoot every time anything before they talk. You know, let's talk to this. Oh, I shoot first. You know, some shit like that. I don't know. No, come on, guys. I love Han Solo. He's great. But you need to have the whole five-man band. You know, I don't know if Han Solo by himself, like. Okay, if they're gonna do a separate, I'm gonna go here in a little tangent warning. If they're gonna do an origin story from Han Solo, they gotta find an actor who looks fucking like a young Harrison Ford, okay? And also, like, this is gonna be the hardest part, finding one that looks it and can act it. That's gonna be fucking hard. Now, I want to see the whole scene how fucking Han Solo wins the Millennium Falcon from what is it? Lando Calrissian. I've got to really rewatch the old movies again. It's been a while, but it's going to be great because it's been a while. Because I've seen them so many times that sometimes I need a break. So just to be, you know, it's kind of fresh then again. But yeah. Anyway, so I want to see the scene where Han Solo wins the Millennium Falcon from Lando Calrissian. I want to see how Chewbacca and Han Solo meet, and I don't know, some shit like that. And then probably them, like, I mean, probably just getting away from, like, doing smuggling shit, I guess, and whatever. Like, you know what they could do as a spin-off thing? Why not make some of the, like, why not do the whole Knights of the Old Republic comic book video game series? Or, like, fucking, as I said, I would personally do Jedi Knight. Like, if Disney says, you know, you can do whatever, go. I say Jedi Knight, and it's like, because that could be the fuck. It's like literally Kyle Katarn is like if you took Han Solo and Luke Skywalker pretty much, or pretty much you make Han Solo a Jedi and you got Kyle Katarn. Because those guys who made the video game, like, they originally wanted to have Luke Skywalker, but you know, they knew that Lucasfilm would limit what they could do with him, so they said, we'll just basically make our fan fiction amalgam character, and it's basically like Han Solo as a Jedi, and it was like great. In the first one, he didn't have any Jedi powers. He was just like, and okay, one more thing, and then I'm gonna get back to the Fantastic Four. So, the weirdest thing with the fucking Jedi Knight series is technically the Dark Forces series, because the first one is called simply Star Wars Dark Forces, and it's kind of a basic shooter. With that looks kind of like with the Doom era graphics, but the cool thing was this was one. I think this was the first shooter where you could actually jump, and it's pretty good. The only thing I don't like about it is that you have lives and it only saves automatically in between levels, so you have only that many chances. But they fixed that in the sequel, which is called Star Wars Dark Forces 2 Jedi Knight. Right? Okay, so it's got a subtitle. That one was really cool too, and now Kyle Katarn is suddenly a Jedi, or becomes a Jedi, and you can choose the light and dark side and shit. It was really cool. Then we have fucking Jedi Knight 2, and now what? And this is where it gets crazy, stupid, because it should have been called, or Jedi Outcast, you know, Jedi Knight 2, Jedi Outcast, or some shit like that. And it should have been called Dark Forces 3, Jedi Outcast, but I guess they decided. Wait, one second. Wait, I'm mixing some shit up here. Okay, again, Wiki Magic. I know this is really important now that you know about the fucking history of the fucking Jedi Knight series. Okay, it was Dark Forces 2, literally in the fucking, it's called Dark Forces 2. And then the third one was called Jedi Outcast, and a lot of people just referred to Jedi Knight 2, and really it's Dark Forces 3, that's what it should have been called. And here it is, here's the fucking box art. Star Wars, this is the full title, Jedi Knight 2, Jedi Outcast, okay. This, it should have been called Dark Forces, but most people already prefer, called it Jedi Knight, and it's like, by the way, Jedi Knight is fucking awesome, and that was one of my favorite games back in the day. I played the shit out. I played it with a motherfucking trackball. Why? Because I had like a crazy, like, I got myself, I like saved my money and whatever, and I got myself a Command and Conquer. There's this fucking trackball back in the day that would glow red, and you, when you would click it, it would change to green, and it was fucking awesome. And I made my, I trained to fucking be good with the fucking trackball. And then after a while, I just got fed up with it and realized, what the fuck am I doing? And played again like a normal human being with a mouse. And but it was a time that was kind of awesome. And anyway, and then there was Jedi. And then, of course, we had Jedi Academy, which is the fourth game, where you don't even play, you play another character, and fucking Kyle Katarn is an NPC. But honestly, it makes sense to me, and it was a pretty cool game. And you could make, like, your own character, like, you could choose between the different races. There was, like, a bunch of the classic races, like the Greedo race. And don't ask me to know every fucking Ghibli Goop name from Star Wars. I love Star Wars, but I have my own names for them. You know this one guy? You know that one scene where you have that famous scene where Obi-Wan and Luke are in the bar and they're trying to hire somebody, and it's like full of those fucking like space criminals, basically. Space criminals. Anyway, there's the scene where you have the fucking crazy guy who's like got the scarred, ugly face, and you got the other guy with him. And as a kid, he always looked to me like he has got an ass mouth. So he's ass mouth to me. I know he's supposed to be a walrus dude, because that's not an ass, it's just walrus teeth. But from that angle, it's like, fucking, let me see here. Walrus alien, okay. Now they have a separate walrus. Okay, it's, okay. This individual was a walrus-like species. Yeah, that was just like some random alien. What? That is fucking obscure. Wikipedia. Oh, man. That one is, Anyway, so there was this guy, and I would just call him Ass Mouth, and because, like, they just looked kind of weird to me at times. But it was cool. I liked it, you know? And it was really well done. I'm going to see here. Where is the fuck Chewbacca? And, alright. Ponda Baba. Yeah, Ponda Baba, that's the guy. Apparently is an aqualish. But it just looks like his mouth is literally an ass. And apparently they're supposed to be like teeth. But yeah. It just looks weird to me. Anyway. Right, jizz. if you're just starting to listen to this podcast, why would you, you know, like, you know, miss any of the awesomeness of the Gaming Beast? Then you would be like, what the fuck is he talking about? Anyway, so I've been talking about all kinds of shit, of course, rambling on into wherever Dare may lead us, as Lucifer Lars says, and yeah, Fantastic Four. So I'm gonna just fucking like do the trailer, because where he does the commentary, And I will tell. So this guy, he's got a huge chance here. He can make his mark. He's been giving a huge franchise because Sony is so fucking desperate, or 20th Century Fox is so desperate to apparently keep the fucking Fantastic Four franchise, because apparently, you know, they're greedy or something, you know, like every movie company pretty much, because capitalism. But what I don't understand is that they have pretty much the X-Men, and there's so many fucking characters in the X-Men that they can milk that forever, pretty much. Why can't they just give back the rights to Marvel? I know, this is like such an old topic, and I said this before, but for me, not having the X-Men or the mutants in the Marvel Universe sucks, but I can live with it because the X-Men usually did their own thing anyway. But not having the Fantastic Four and having like the Avengers and now also Daredevil and fucking pretty much everybody's joining the party, but you... Why? Why can't you not do it like fucking Sony? Well, because... Anyway, I have a topic here, but I'm going to go now. They did a... I'm going to link this to... I should rewrite this down. But I'm going to link this to is there's the trailer with the filmmaker trailer commentary. Okay. With fucking master cinematographer Josh Trank. It just looks... Yeah. They look kind of like they really want to convince us this is the greatest shit ever. This is better than sliced cheese. This is fucking... They're going to out Nolan. I mean... In this fucking trailer commentary, they're talking about stuff like, they just have this fucking, like, face, like, no, fanboys, you're wrong, and I'm right, you know, I mean, as it, Josh Trank talks about how he, like, yes, I was talking to Stan Lee, and, you know, he was saying, like, this is really amazing what you want to do, and like, oh yeah, that's what's gonna... That's going to convince all the freaking fans that Stan Lee completely approves of that. Like, literally, Josh Trank took everything that Jack Kirby designed and flushed it down the toilet. You know? And I'm saying you know a lot, so fucking stop it. Gaming Beast! Anyway, it's been a while since I've been podcasting, but I am just like... It's so coming over as smug because they're saying, like, the one guy, what is it, Kinberg, he's like saying that you have a responsibility, and they're saying, yeah, it's about the family and whatever, and it's literally they're sitting down and they're trying to convince the people, you know, it's they're trying to convince us this is a good thing, this is a good thing, man, you should really watch this because this is the best movie ever and whatever. And like, I really like this, you know, that it ultimates that Reed is in the garage because that's what people want to see. Reed in the garage. Not him fighting Blastar in the negative zone or him like trying to invent a new item and then arguing with Sue Storm about it. No, we want to see him in the garage. Because that was in Ultimates, which was clearly loved by all the Fantastic Four movies. Clearly. And of course, Simon Kinberg drops the same old cliched line that all these filmmakers said. You know, when the first time I read a Fantastic Four movie, you know, like, dropping like, yeah, I'm a nerd, bros, you can trust me. That's why I will take everything you like and pretty much destroy it. And give them, have you seen the costumes? The freaking costumes. It's just like some black containment suits. And you cannot even call them costumes at this point, okay? I'm not asking to freaking, like, you know, you don't have to go with the black, with the blue and white. You know, it's like... But you know what? Why not? Because fucking Marvel Cinematic, the Marvel can do it. And it's just these freaking weird kind of... They look more like fucking black astronauts. And of course it's black. Everybody's favorite, like... scene, like a favorite color when it comes to dressing, because Jesus Christ, if we have any color in there. And of course we do see a little bit of the thing. We can see a scene where apparently he is they also say about, you know, there's a new frontier, how far have we come? And it has this whole feeling like, you know, why am I saying you know all the freaking time? I don't know, you know. Anyway, you have this feeling where you can see, you know, where they just got their powers, and you have the thing emerging. He's kind of like being birthed out of like a rock, and I feel like, I don't know. It's of course like mocap, I guess. It's full CGI, and look, I know that, you know, making the thing properly is difficult. So doing nowadays, we have some really good CGI. I'm not even against that idea completely, but I'll say this again: the two movies look much better because they actually committed and like made a complete, really cool like costume for Michael Chiklis. Because say what you will about the old Fantastic Four movie, but Michael Chiklis was the perfect thing. Like, that's the only thing I was really sad about, that because Michael Chiklis and Chris Evans nailed it. Chris Evans got the Captain America role because he did such a good Johnny Storm. He just wasn't the wrong Fantastic Four movie. But you know what? That's okay. Therefore, he became Captain America, and I'm okay with that. I'm totally fine with that. I even had a little storyline that, like, why not Captain America is actually the grandfather of Sue and Johnny Storm. And I had this idea that Captain America at one point throws the shield and it like erupts in fire and he says, "America, flame on," or some shit like that. I don't know. Would have been kind of cool. But whatever, because usually you shouldn't break the rule of playing more than one superhero, even especially when it's the same universe. But then again, you know, the Fantastic Four movie didn't have anything to do with the Marvel Cinematic Universe, thank God, you know. I think that, what should I say? What have I not said already? Like, it's this, it comes over as very smug, in my opinion, you know. It just feels like that they're, you know, like, we're these movie artists, you know, where he starts with, like, I really like the artist, and everything he does, it's really cool. And, like, the artist who did the Ultimates comics. And I'm like, again, I haven't read the Fantastic Four Ultimates, but even there, they had, the whole thing is that they wanted to use younger characters. And, again, it doesn't make sense to me, because the youngest should be Johnny Storm. And it's kind of sad to see that literally, and even there they had a proper costume. Not that I liked it really that much right now looking at it, because apparently the thing needs a shirt now, because reasons. I will probably read at least a couple of the Ultimates lines, but Reed Richards has glasses now to make him look extra nerdy. He looks like the freaking, what is it, Egon Spengler from, is it Egon Spengler? Egon, you know, Egon, from Ghostbusters. And I'm like, that is just not a good sign, you know? Oh my gosh, this doesn't look good. Reed Richards with glasses. I get it, he is nerdy, but it really didn't make sense to me. Ultimate. I don't know. Reed Richards with glasses. He's just way too young. I already don't like the Ultimates. Like, freaking Sue Storm has this weird costume. Wow. I know, being fanboy here again, but this looks bad. Especially Reed. I don't like redesigns. I don't like thing as a shirt. I know, I'm like, oh, you always want the old things. I hear a lot of things, especially Fantastic Four Ultimates is not good. I will check it out one day, but, and really, when we're talking about based on Fantastic Four Ultimates, they pretty much just wanted them to be younger, and that's why they said that. But if it would be really based on, then at least they would have those costumes. And I feel like actually the two movies had the costumes actually closer to this. But anyway, it's just freaking like black containment. It's so boring looking. It's like so boring. It's like the whole dark and gritty edge thing where they look more like like astronauts that just landed. And I'm like, an exclusive inside look. Oh my god, it's so pretentious. I start the trailer again right now, and it's so pretentious. It's like this fucking piano thing that you instantly forget. And it's like, this is gonna be the biggest epic movie ever, with no funny business, because laughing and showing any emotion other than moping and sadness and anger and hatred is completely disallowed. When anybody smiles, it has already reached the camp factor that we hate, blah blah blah. Okay, this is basically my one word answer to this fucking trailer, is fucking dance off, bro, from fucking Guardians of the Galaxy, because I will swear to you, I'm at this point, you know, everybody's saying, well, Marvel will fail. There are movies, there might be some that won't do as well, but as long as they go on this track, the worst one, in my opinion, is Iron Man 3, and even that one was still enjoyable, because they had the whole, like, you know, build up with Mandarin, and then, oh, there's no Mandarin. You know, I'm like, because, you know... Anyway, because, I don't know, Mandarin, I guess, you know, it's freaking Mandarin. I talked about this too. Let's move on. So the thing is, like, CGI. There's a very last scene in the trailer where we can see all four of them, and you can see Ben from behind. Michael B. Jordan, who plays Johnny Storm, you can see him a couple of times become, you know, flame on, I guess. And I know he's not going to say it, because that would be, you know, actually, like, cool, you know. And you can see a little bit of like, what is it? You can see Mr. Fantastic, but it's just going to be Reed Richards stretching his arm a little bit, but they're like, not much, you know, like, we can't show Reed Richards stretch fully. And we can see, like, I know it's a teaser, but the whole, like, basically, also what I've heard of the movie, and it seems like this, because also from what they're describing, is that they're not going into space this time, they're going to another dimension, and they call it the end zone, which is literally the negative zone, which is the another universe, which is, I think, with negative atoms or some shit like that, where you have all kinds of villains like Annihilus and Blastar and whatever. And that would be cool, but why can't they go into space? Why do we have to, like, them, like, travel to another dimension for some reason? You know? Maybe this podcast should be just called Fantastic Four, you know. I haven't said so much you know in a long time. And you might not hear all of them because I edited them out, but most likely I won't, because I'm lazy and as fuck and these things. And, you know, as Kaiser says, it's just a podcast, you don't know. Just kidding. Kaiser is awesome. You should check out his stuff, especially also Mondo Cool. This guy's been writing reviews left and right. If you like to read reviews about fucking video games and old movies and TV shows and whatever, you should check it out, because he's a writing machine. Writing machine. I'm just sick of it. The containment suits look boring as fuck. It's everything I hated about the whole gritty remake of superheroes. I didn't when X-Men came out, I was like amazed that there was an X-Men movie coming out. But if I would look at it now, it's the whole, you know, black suits where they literally says Cyclops, you know, Wolverine asks, why do we wear these black suits? And he says, would you prefer blue and yellow spandex? And back then I was like, well yeah, because it makes more sense, you know. This is the most damning sentence for superhero movies. It's like, it makes more sense. Yes, it totally makes sense that you have a guy become a fire elemental who literally becomes fire, and another guy who's like stone, basically. And a third guy who stretches around like he's fucking Stretch Armstrong. And then you have a chick who is just freaking like doing force fields. It makes totally sense. But we cannot have them actual costumes. And when they call it costume, it's insulting. It's some kind of containment suit bullshit. It's so bleak, again. It's like, I guess they're even outbleaking the Nolan Batman movies. Like, it's hard, but it seems they're getting there. You know, it's like, and they want to make it feel like either Interstellar or something. It's like, seriously? Oh yeah, and by the way, this is the movie that also will feature Dr. Doom as like a pissed off hacktivist blogger or some shit like that. You know, he's a hacker now. You know? No king of his own country or anything. He's a hacker. And his hacking name is Doom. And I guess Dr. Doom is just some internet troll. I'm like, this is a good sign. This is a great sign. Let's take one of the coolest, most hammiest. I'll admit, Dr. Doom is hammy, but that's great about him. He's theatrical. He's like, he's there right in your face. He's classic. He's awesome. He's epic. Let's take everything of that away and make him a what? A hacktivist who's called Doom. This movie, it has to fail. Anybody, how you see, anybody who there's these votes, and I was, the site that I frequent is Superhero Hype. That's where I get a lot of my news, and there's other ones, but this is the one I check the comments for, and it's like fucking YouTube comments. It's like, it's just like, I love the movie, I hate the movie, give the rights back to Marvel, oh, it's again Michael B. Jordan. There's like little mini memes there. Like, Michael B. Jordan, that word is a meme, because when they announced Michael B. Jordan is going to be Johnny Storm, everybody shit their pants. And honestly, I'll say this right away, this is not the worst change that they did. Now, I have seen Michael B. Jordan act, you know, but it's always this big no-no when you say, oh, you know, when they take a white character and make him black, then it's automatically bad. No, it's not bad. They've done it really well with Nick Fury, okay? But because also he was in the comics, you know, he was black. It's like, if Michael B. Jordan can pull it off, I'm fine with it, you know? I'm fine with it. I am. And I don't know what kind of actor is. I haven't seen Chronicle. I haven't seen anything with him. The only thing I see in the trailer is where there's a scene where he opens up a car and then looks dramatically into the camera. And it looks pretty corny to me. Like, for a movie that wants to be really serious and dark and gritty and grim, that scene looked more like it was from Transformers. You know, it's this over-lighting and everything. And every movie now has like 5 million filters on them to make them like Interstellar, like everything look kind of golden in a sense. And anyway, I'm sure they can get the effects to look really nice. That's not what I'm worried about, you know. I am more worried about the actors not being able to perform, because the guy, I have a problem with every one of the actors, you know. Like, yes, I would prefer a Caucasian Johnny Storm, like in the comic books. Not because, yeah, and this is always the one that gets people into hot waters, because, why? Isn't he good? No. If Michael B. Jordan can convince, then I'm fine. I could work. I actually did like also the Kingpin, the actor, what was it again? I forgot his name. But the actor played Kingpin in the Daredevil movie. I think he did a really good job. Okay? But yes, the fact that most major superheroes look like the Aryan March or some shit like that We know that too, because it's they were done in a specific time. But there is other superheroes, black superheroes, Asian ones, Mexican ones, all sorts of types. So, but the thing is, they have only the rights to Fantastic Four, just the Fantastic Four. So they really want to make it very different. So they decide, okay. So Josh Trank decides to get one of his actors who played in what is that? The Chronicle movie. Now, I haven't seen it yet, and I hear good things about it, so I'm going to give it a chance, and he might be great. So, and even like Chris Evans came out and said, yeah, you should give him a chance, blah, 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 but it could that just felt like a publicity stunt. I don't know. That is my least problem with it. If everything would be more like Fantastic Four should be, and the only change it did was like Michael B. Jordan, I would be happy, but this is the least of our problems right now. It feels like they're really pushing it to be more of a science fiction movie where they just happen to, in the end, to have powers. Like, I feel that most of the movie is them going to be, like, doing government shit and all this stuff and, like, the catastrophe happening, and I don't know how much we will see them in actual power doing shit, you know, it's... Yes, when the Fantastic Four... I read the early Fantastic Four comics, and the whole idea of the Fantastic Four from Stan Lee and Jack Kirby was the idea to make a more realistic superhero comic where they said people did know their identities, they were first afraid of them, they were having problems with their powers and stuff, and it was the whole core of the family. And even Josh Trank says, and that's the only thing he said right, in my opinion, like... Yes, this is my opinion, obviously, and there's going to be people who are interested in this movie, and maybe people who are not as familiar with the Fantastic Four. You know what's the best Fantastic Four movie, by the way? It's The Incredibles. Yes, I said it. The Incredibles is totally based on the Fantastic Four. It's just they switched around and changed some of the powers and changed some of the characters, but it's the Fantastic Four. I mean, even the final scene... In the end, you have like the mole kind of villain appear. That is also based on a Marvel character that the Fantastic Four have fought. So the guys who actually made that movie were big Fantastic Four movies and they fans, and they got it. And you could have done that movie exactly with Fantastic Four and other Marvel characters in live action and still be serious and still be fun, you know, like serious, like what does serious mean? Does bleak visuals and like just, you know, being always like sad, like, you know, I it's amazing. I am being pissed by a freaking teaser trailer, and I haven't seen the movie yet, and it's not out to come out in 6 months, but this is more me being frustrated with this whole dark and gritty thing and how obsessed people are with it now. It's like everything has to be dark and gritty. One of the like coolest, upbeat, like, in a sense, comics that, yes, it had also darker themes, and it had also where they would argue and they would get into fights, and there's a lot of interesting stuff about the Fantastic Four, but also it was at times real fun and funny, even, you know, like Ben Grimm trying to play a Nintendo console with what is it, the Reed and Sue's child, what is it? Nathaniel Richards, I think, and he's like an Omega level mutant, some shit like that. They probably rebooted it, but there was a scene where Nathaniel Richards wanted to play some Nintendo. They renamed it, but it was an NES, right? With the thing, and so they sat down, and it has a small Nintendo controller, and Ben can hardly use it, and he snaps it because he's got like. Not only does he has this pretty big super strength, he also has these big, giant fingers, and he's not doing really well in the game because he cannot play it. And I like that. That was a little thing that was cool. If we would have stuff like that, and we kind of had stuff like that in the first two movies, and I feel like this could have been, like, if they would have gone with that and ironed it out a bit, you know? It could have been really good. And now they just feel that they have to change everything. And from all the ways to change it and go a different direction, they have to base it somewhat off the Ultimates and just make it dark and gritty, and which really doesn't work with Fantastic Four. Like, I mean, I want to see the Fantastic Four. I mean, that's the funny thing. In the shot where you see all four of them, apparently, literally, like, Ben Grimm is naked, you know? They didn't go with the little, like, when a hero hulks out, then he always has conveniently at least a underpants kind of covering his crotch area that is left from his pants. I guess they went with the he actually would be naked. So, are we going to see, like, orange stone dick? I don't know. Also, they're going with the CGI. I said this before with the whole Michael Chiklis thing. I feel with that they actually attempted this. The original Corman movie also tried to do a actual, like, physical, because CGI wasn't as developed yet, and they didn't have the budget either way. And they went actually, you know, with a rubber suit. And the minuscule budget that they had, apparently, I hear, a lot of it went into that suit. And I don't say it was good, because he kind of looked like he was made out of turds. But, damn it. It was like... that movie had some good ideas. And it was a low-budget shitfest, literally made to keep the rights, because literally Roger Corman just shat it out in 2 weeks, and he said things like, well, we only took one take because I didn't want it to take the momentum away from the actors. You just were in a hurry because everybody knew it's not going to be released, except the actors, of course. They didn't know. They even made a whole press conference and shit. And I feel like I think the thing is about Hollywood is they didn't get superheroes in many ways. There's only a few directors who actually got superheroes in a way that worked. It's because they always want to do something else. They always want to put another layer on it. They always want to make, like, oh, it has so much to say, so they can talk about it. So they can say, yes, I did this and that and whatever. And... I'm just sick of this. I'm so sick of it, because the leaked footage, the leaked teaser trailer of Batman versus Superman is like, and even the images that they officially released, Superman in the rain and like Batman, and they're stabbing each other, and Superman is so angry, and I'm like, I would honestly, guys, and I know Lucifer's lawyer would disagree, but I just want to have freaking... Why couldn't the Batman versus Superman just be called World Finest? And we could have a trailer with Superman and Batman and Robin playing baseball like they did in the first issue. Yeah, call me out as a corn cheese ball or whatever. Or something like that. Or like the trailer starting with like, you know, Clark. I always wanted to see... Well, we'll see that, but Clark and Bruce... you know, meeting, like Clark is interviewing Bruce. I think that's how it's going to be. And they're meeting. Yeah, I've been doing some stuff in this town, you know. And then you switch to Superman literally being all over the place. And, or some stuff like that. Like, something more funny, something more like, yes, when shit happens, then they should be serious. But you don't have to be fucking serious all the freaking time. Even in this world, you don't have to be like, all that I see is that, you know, the trailer is saying, you know, look how far have we got, and we have to sacrifice, and we have to this and that. And on the very end, it's like you have the actor, what was his name, who plays Reed Richards. By the way, it's a bad sign that when the actor who plays Reed Richards looks younger than the actor who plays Johnny Storm, really, then... You see, that's my problem with Michael B. Jordan at this point. Like, if they would have had an actor who was older, I could have accepted this. But it also feels random in a sense, where they just say, you know, either they're really into it was probably Josh Trank just wanted to get one of his actors from Chronicle, his friends, in a role. And I'm not gonna shit on Michael B. Jordan because I have not seen any of his movies. He could be a great actor. He could fit Johnny Storm. So that is my least of my worries. And as I said, if he makes it work, it works. But even if he's a good Johnny Storm, it's gonna be the same thing with the older movies, that some of the characters work, but they were kind of in the wrong movie. But overall, you know what? Probably if I see this movie, I'm gonna be like, I'm gonna be crying back the days for the original too. Because this is just like, Miles Teller, right? He's wait. I know they want to be like they want to do younger actors. I'll say this about Ion Gruffudd, who played Reed Richards. They found a guy who actually looked very close, and I find that he's actually a good actor. If you ever see him in Amazing Grace, that one is a great movie, and he's a great actor. But I'm not sure he really. Either he just didn't felt comfortable in the role that much because they really tried to do the whole scenes with him and Sue arguing about stuff. And there was some good moments there, you know, where I felt like they actually thought about this through. But like one of my favorite moments was Chris Evans. Chris Evans can be really funny. And the first time I think you hear it's clobbering time. Is literally, you know, what the Fantastic Four in the second movie, they're like big celebrities. Or is it in the first movie? I'm not even sure. But the Chris brings the thing, Ben Grimm, like he says, they made a prototype of him as a toy. And then he turns the voice box on, and the toy says, Ben Grimm's the thing's one of his most famous quotes. Other than when he references Aunt Petunia, his other most famous is "It's clobbering time," and the toy says it, and Ben of course is furious because they're making a joke of him. That's how he feels it, and then of course he fights with Johnny. Then he goes out, but eventually when they actually fight Dr. Doom, he actually uses it to quote, and I love that because it was a funny idea that just sounds something that some corporate execs used, but then he actually used it, and that was a cool idea. And now, if you think about it, you know, the more I compare this, and I know it's just a teaser trailer, you know, give it a chance, give it a chance, give it a chance. I will, but honestly, guys, I will be completely honest for you, and I'm probably gonna finish here. I want this movie to fail. I know it's wrong to say that in many ways. But hear me out. If this movie fails hard enough, Fox will be reluctant to make a sequel just to keep the rights. Because then it's going to be at that point they want to keep the rights to what they consider a toxic franchise or a franchise that they couldn't make really work for them, you know? So if the movie fails, then if the rights, I mean, if the movie fails, then there's a good chance they're not going to work on, and the contract, as far as I understand what I heard, says that they have to be working and releasing a movie in order for the term to be, you know, satisfied or something like that. I'm not a legal expert, but the idea is that eventually Marvel, and I think it's like it's always 5 years in general. If the 5 years are up, Marvel can go there and try to get the movies from there, you know, the movie rights from them. And that's something where I would be really hoping, honestly, the movie to fail. I don't want movies to fail unless they're, you know, horrible. And I know making movies is a huge endeavor and everything, but the only reason I want it to fail is because so we could have Fantastic Four in the Infinity War, because that would mean also out to the Watcher, potentially an actual Silver Surfer movie, eventually a actual good Fantastic Four movie. So all of these potential projects, you know. And I feel like, what do we get? You know, like, it's we get this dark and gritty reimagining, as they call it. That's also one of the words you gotta watch out for, like, reimagining. I think I did say that. By the way, guys, I'm working here on 2 hours of sleep. The previous night, I had 4 hours of sleep, and last night, I had 2 hours for some reason. And I worked. I was at my job. I'm back now. I've been on caffeine, Coke and coffee and whatever. And so I'm super tired. I'm beginning to just pass out and just to semi kind of hallucinate. It's this point in your tiredness where it's like you almost feel intoxicated. But yeah. So I'm not satisfied with this Fantastic Four trailer. Does that mean that the movie will automatically suck? No. I don't know if it automatically sucks, but I didn't went to watch the Turtles movies either because it looked lame to me, because the Turtles looked lame to me. And when the Turtles look lame, then there's a very good chance the entire movie is lame. And that's what it felt like to me I'm getting really tired here, guys. I just want to say, the Fantastic Four is the worst choice to do a dark and gritty reboot. You know? Everybody wants to do a dark and gritty reboot for some reason, because they think they're going to be the next Nolan. And the one guys who are making actually tons of money with their franchises is Marvel. Now, yes, Fox did some money with the new X-Men, which was pretty good. But it had, a lot of the problems of the old X-Men movies. Okay, fellow Beastians. This is basically the core message of this podcast. I don't think Fantastic Four, the new movie, is going to be any good. And I really hope it fails so Marvel back the rights so they can have Fantastic Four and other characters in there. You know? Like Wow to the Watcher, which I would really love to have. And the Silver Surfer. But yeah, and obviously the Fantastic Four. But yeah, anyway, the trailers, I didn't like the trailer. I'm not excited for this movie at all. And the dark and gritty superhero movies, that wave needs to end. Unless it's a character where it actually works, like Punisher or Shadowhawk. Yes, you can do those dark and gritty. But Fantastic Four, just like Superman, they're not dark and gritty superheroes. But yeah, I will stop here now because I think I'm repeating and I probably need to edit this because I'm about to pass out, fellow Beastians, but it was really fun talking to you all, guys. And I'm working on a schedule and I want to do again a weekly Beastcast. We'll see how it works out. But yeah, this is going to be so far for it for me. I'm going to slam in some music and I'm going to fade out. Wherever you are in the video verse, I wish you all the best luck, happy gaming, and for the Death Mug of Doom. Laugh for months, laugh for months, laugh for months, this is my goal. Laugh for months, 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 this is my goal. Laugh for months. Laugh for more. Laugh for more. Laugh for more.
see.